11 p.m., 13 hours before inauguration. Madison met with Talbot in the underground sitting room halfway between their two townhomes. Her protection detail positioned outside her bedroom door was unaware that she had used the secret passage to the hidden complex beneath the two townhouse units. After Madison and Talbot finished discussing the executive orders that would enable them to go after the men trying to change America's system of government, Talbot said soberly, "Maddie, things might never be the same after 12 noon tomorrow." "That is profound, dear, but it seems to me like things have been very different for a couple of weeks now."
"Okay, more different-er than that," he teased.
Talbot watched this woman who would not just sashay onto the global stage. This woman could change the world. "I can't really comprehend all this on a purely human level," Madison whispered.
"You're going to be the change agent for a new version of the American Republic."
Hancock should have remembered the old adage, "Be careful what you wish for, you may get it."
"And you know this means we're at war with the Brotherhood until we obliterate them."
"Well, old boy, fighting traitors and stomping out treason is usually a wee bit messy."
"I suppose it's too late to go back to Silicon Valley and build a few more companies." "I hesitate bringing up the destiny word, but here we are."
Noticing her weary face, he added,
"I think you ought to get some sleep before you remake the world tomorrow. Good night."
He kissed her forehead and walked her to the stairs.
"Maddie,
I know what you're going to say. Be prepared, stay calm and cool."
"Yep, you're right. Once a scout, always annoying."
The sound of his deep baritone voice always comforted her.
"No, Tally, not annoying, but always there, and I love you all the more for it."
Madison returned to her room and thought about their discussion. She changed out of her clothes, put on sweatpants and a hooded sweatshirt, and laced up her cross trainers. She zipped her M3 device into her pocket and put a small LED flashlight into another. Finally, with Talbot's worries running through her mind, the next president of the United States lay down on her bed covers and drifted off to sleep.